Redeem your lab bucks on free bet spins or even cash in for real money. That's Ladis Faction from Ladbrokes. And for extra Ladis Faction, here's the T's and C's. Let's rock.
18 plus. Participate in selected promotions to get lab bucks. Redeem them for offers or rewards. Lab bucks expire. For T's and C's apply. Take time to think. Gamble away or die for.
Here's your morning TNB Tech Minute for Friday, March 20th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that OpenAI plans to unify its ChatGPT app, coding platform Codex, and browser into a desktop super app to simplify the user experience and better focus on engineering and business customers. An OpenAI spokeswoman said Chief of Applications Fiji Simo will oversee the change. OpenAI executives hope that unifying its products under one app will allow it to streamline resources and better compete with rival Anthropic. The company hopes to focus on creating agentic AI capabilities within the new app. The mobile ChatGPT app will remain unchanged. News Corp, owner of The Wall Street Journal, has a content licensing partnership with OpenAI. A U.S. indictment unsealed Thursday alleges Supermicro computer employees smuggled high-end NVIDIA chips to China. Supermicro placed a co-founder on leave after learning of his alleged role in the scheme. The company also placed a second employee on leave and fired a contractor. In recent years, Washington has blocked China from importing NVIDIA's most advanced AI chips to preserve America's technology lead. Supermicro, which wasn't named as a defendant, said it would cooperate with the investigation. The three defendants couldn't be reached for comment. And in another exclusive, Jeff Bezos is in early talks to raise $100 billion for a new fund to buy manufacturing companies and accelerate their automation using AI. People familiar with the matter say the Amazon founder has been meeting with major asset managers and has traveled to the Middle East and Singapore to raise capital for the fund. The fund aims to acquire businesses in sectors like chipmaking, defense, and aerospace. Sources say he's also been separately seeking up to $6 billion in funding for Project Prometheus, a new startup he co-leads that's building AI models to understand and simulate the physical world. That's your TMB Tech Minute. Join us again this afternoon for more.